Great Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 23, where Paul expresses his deep affection for the Philippians and gives them final instructions for living in community. He concludes the letter by thanking them for all the help they have given him. And God's saving word for us is encouragement. So let's begin. So then, my friends, how dear you are to me, and how I miss you, how happy you make me, and how proud I am of you. This, dear friends, is how you should stand firm in your life in the Lord. Euodia and Syntyche, please, I beg you, try to agree as sisters in the Lord. And you too, my faithful partner, I want you to help these women, for they have worked hard with me to spread the gospel, together with Clement and all my other fellow workers whose names are in God's book of the living. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude toward everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my friends, fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise. Things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you learned and received from me, both from my words and from my actions, and the God who gives us peace will be with you. In my life in union with the Lord, it is a great joy to me that after so long a time, you once more had the chance of showing that you care for me. I don't mean that you had stopped caring for me. You just had no chance to show it. And I am not saying this because I feel neglected, for I have learned to be satisfied with what I have. I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I have learned this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I am content. Whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. But it was very good of you to help me in my troubles. You Philippians know very well that when I left Macedonia in the early days of preaching the good news, you were the only church to help me. You were the only ones who shared my profits and losses. More than once when I needed help in Thessalonica, you sent it to me. It is not that I just want to receive gifts. Rather, I want to see profit added to your account. Here, then, is my receipt for everything you have given me, and it has been more than enough. I have all I need now that Epaphroditus has brought me all your gifts. They are like sweet-smelling offerings to God, a sacrifice which is acceptable and pleasing to him. And with all his abundant wealth through Christ Jesus, my God will supply all your needs. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greetings to each of God's people who belong to Christ Jesus. The believers here with me send you their greetings. All God's people send greetings, especially those who belong to the emperor's palace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And today's key verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, where Paul says, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Now, it's interesting, beloved, that the common gospel that is preached here in the United States is that God wants you to prosper financially. He wants you to have super nice things and drive nice cars and all of these things that are worldly. They pertain to this world. And Paul reminds us that all these things will pass away. All these things are only temporary. And he has learned the secret to living a satisfied life. It's not in having things. It is being grateful for everything you have. And beloved, that is something that all of us need to learn. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Almighty God, you sustain me in ways I may fail to recognize. Teach me to be content, trusting in your love and grace, and open my eyes and heart to your daily blessings. By the power that Christ gives me, strengthen me to face whatever conditions I encounter today. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Thessalonians, making a little jump there from where we have been over here in Philippians over to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul praises the life and the faith of the Thessalonians. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you. Amen.